Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ah, that is Halal Africa featuring Ntokozo Mvambo, Power Belongs to You. And before it was Jacqueline Carr, Changing Your Story. Yeah, on Just For You with me, Sphongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, you have Dramini Yanni Belsor in Perspective. And afterwards, you will have Lukomkwedi Phuthi on Heart to Heart. And afterwards, you have Dramini Yohanels on Something Else. So yeah, but right now, I'm here with you on Just For You. And I'm excited to be talking to our dietitian again today. I'm sure I can sing. Because yeah, it's a light meal, but it's what we need. So we are talking to our dietitian. We're talking about our weight loss journey and obesity journey as well, with the dietitian Vusi Sapi. How are you doing, Mr. Sapi, today?
Good, thanks, Osubongile, and also good morning to our beautiful family.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here and to be actually speaking about this wonderful topic for us today. It's so very exciting.
You asked for it, so we brought it.
Yes.
We are
here
because you asked for it. And so many of us have got goals in 2025. And every year, we got goals. We start our year with goals, our long-term and short goals. And some of us say, I am going to lose weight. Some don't even recognize that they are having weight issues. They don't recognize that they are obese, because obesity is not always explained in a way, in a clear way that people can understand. People think, no, they hear the what body index and, hey, hi-bo.
What's that?
Hey, what is that? So a person thinks, I'm okay. And some are not even supposed to be losing weight, but because there's a little bit of fat nyana there, a little bit of something there, they are like, no, I gotta work myself. So starting off, let's check, number one, who's supposed to be losing weight? Who's supposed to be doing something about their weight gain?
Okay. Thank you so much, Asubongile, for that beautiful question. I think what is important that one needs to understand is to actually try by all means to maintain what we call an ideal body weight. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has different, weight, height, that somebody needs to be within a certain range, you know. And that's why we talk about that particular thing. We say it's a BMI. So actually everyone who actually wants to be like healthy and maintaining a very good body might want to lose a bit of weight. But then how do you determine that? You need to actually look into your height, if it's against your weight, is going well in a different range, you know. So when we're looking at the body mass index, it actually tells us that your height and weight are in the same line, you know. So some people, they might find themselves in a very low body mass index, that is actually putting them into an underweight range, and some people might be slightly overweight, and eventually others being like over obese, you know. So the range of BMI, it ranges from 18.5 to 24.9, which will be our normal weight, and then moving from 24.9 to 30, it puts somebody to be overweight, and then after we have somebody going about 30 and above, that is extremely obesity, and the major risk factor that can actually contribute to what we call non-communicable disease of lifestyle, that one can actually be at risk of getting that, like your heart diseases, your diabetes, your hypertension, and so forth. So it's quite important that one should actually be able to know where their height and weight is putting them in. So I think everyone...
But now, how would I know all of that? Because
knowing that is very easy. Okay. Knowing that is very easy. I'll break it very easy for everyone to do it. You basically must know your height. You must know your height, and then you must know your weight. So what you're going to do is you take your height, you square it, meaning that if you are weighing 1.6, for instance, you are going to take 1.6 multiplied by 1.6. There's going to be a certain number that will come after that. It's about 3 digits after a comma. So you'll take that weight, and then you divide it with that number. Then it will tell you exactly where you are. So that's say for instance, it gives you about 28.5. Then we have got to put it back to the body mass index range to see if you are really underweight or you are really overweight. So it's very important for you to know your height.
Uh-huh.
It's very important for you to know your weight. And
okay.
also sometimes age and genetics plays a very pivotal role there as well, because sometimes you'll understand that if you look at the way we are structured in Africa, it's not going to be the same as people who are from Europe or Asian countries, you know. So, of course, we understand that body mass index can be affected by environmental factors. It can be affected by the way we are or how we are structured. But it doesn't mean that if somebody was known to say only a pear-shaped kind of a body structure, doesn't mean that that person might not be at risk of getting the you know, risk of non-communicable disease of lifestyle. So it's something that is specific to an individual, because some people, they can argue and say, no, but African women, they're always structured like a pear-shaped. You can understand what I'm trying to say.
Oh, beautiful.
And then now you are telling me that I'm obese. You find that somebody wants to lose weight, but the curves
like,
are always
beautiful.
Going to be there or something. So it actually depends. That's why we also have extended you know, measurements that we can do to determine exactly like your central line obesity. We can actually check your abdominal fat.
Okay.
We can actually put you on a body composition scale and stuff. But the basic things that one needs to know whether you are underweight or overweight is to have a height and the weight, and then you should be able to, you know, to determine if you're in the right track or not.
Hey, now you take me to you took me to that song that says, "Sifuben ke mafika." We have beautiful women in South Africa. We are really
beautiful.
We've got top
two,
of the range
two
in Africa. Yeah.
We've got two classifications that we do in terms of classifying women and classifying males. So we always say women, they are pear-shaped. Most of their fat is normally on the lower abdomen, you know. And males, we always say they are apple shapes. So most of their fat is actually accumulated, you know, above, you know, the abdomen. It becomes like, you know, how an apple looks like and maybe how a pear looks like. So that's how we distribute it further.
Okay. All right. So what is important? Is it the abdominal fat?
Abdominal fat is the target. We always have to make sure that we target that one, because that is one of the risk factors for insulin resistance. Many people develop diabetes because of that particular fat. So normally, in normal terms, in our language, we call it mokaba. But it is a SOS, sign of success. Unfortunately, it's not sign of a success, you know. It's a problem. So one needs to really take it off. Especially if you start to develop too much abdominal fat, you should start to be worried to say, you know, there's a lot of problems that can come in. Because now, remember, insulin resistance starts from there, you know. So it would be very nice if somebody really, if you start to develop that kind of an abdominal fat, and then you start to be worried to see if you can consult with a dietitian or you can consult with a healthcare provider to get rid of that.
All right. So where do we begin when it comes to our diet? Because, and I always ask myself, is it the diet that gets us where we are and now we want to,
you believe you are what you eat.
Now you see that. Because you look at the social media platforms, you look at the magazines, so you would have that donut there, and they put the tummy and they say, you are what you eat. And you're like, oh my word.
But that's true. If you start eating a lot of donuts, you're going to start to look like one. So the ultimate thing that one really needs to really understand, it's, I will take it a very good example, like a car.
Yeah.
A car, you put fuel on it, and then you've got to drive so that you can burn that fuel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same applies to a body structure of a human being. That's what we need to do.
Okay.
Whenever you eat something, make it a point that you burn it so that the energy can be used. So the problem is, sedentary lifestyle that we have nowadays, it's a problem because we eat a lot of calorie, dense food, and then at the same time, we don't you know, involve ourselves in physical activities and stuff.
Mm.
So what happens is that your body now starts to pile up and pile up and pile up. And then I'll tell you something,
uh-huh.
what people, they make as a mistake.
Mm.
You find that as when you've been gaining a lot of weight for the past 2 years, right? Maybe probably got about 30 kilograms more, you know, according to your body mass index, maybe you're extra with about 30 kilograms more. And then when you want to lose that 30 kilograms, you just think about rocket science, that within a period of a week, you'll have lost that 30 kilograms. And that's why a lot of people, they get themselves into a lot of trouble by using a lot of supplements, using a lot of those different diets that are there that can actually be also a problem to their health. So now imagine if you took 2 years to pick up a weight of 30, then you want to lose it within seven days. That is an impractical. It's not possible to do that. So people should start to understand that a weight loss is not a blink of an eye. It's not something that you can wake up in the morning and find yourself slender. You need to make sure that it's
I don't
a
want to laugh.
Commitment.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lifetime commitment. It's not rocket science. It's a lifetime commitment that involves psychology, that involves you taking steps and changing your eating habits, changing your lifestyle, involving yourself to physical activities. So that at the end of the day, you are able to make sure that you reach your desired goal.
All
so
right.
There's no a shortcut to this. There's no a shortcut to this. Somebody needs to prepare themselves psychologically to say, look, I am going to lose this weight, and this is actually what I'm going to do. Because if you look at into the way we say people must lose weight, it's about 0.5 kilograms per week that somebody can really lose, you know. That if you multiply it by 4 weeks, that will give you about 4 kilograms. 2 kilograms. Sorry, that one can actually lose. That is a standardized way that one can really achieve. So 2 kilograms per month. So if you've got about 30 divided by 2, it will give you about 15 months. So you know that your target will be 15 months for you to get to your desired goals. Because then, if you understand the weight, it's actually divided into about, I always put it that way, it's divided into 4 compartments. What makes weight? Let's start to understand what makes weight. It will be your bone, it will be your water, it will be your fat, it will be your muscle. So we need to understand where is the weight coming from. Is it coming from the fat? Is it coming from the muscle? Or is it coming from the bone structure? You know? So all those things. So if you find that some diets, remember, I'm not going to mention which diets,
I know.
But some diets, they claim to say you can lose weight within 1 week, 7 kilograms. But if
it's a lie.
You actually lost weight, you actually lost water. You know, I'm like, when you think about an adipose tissue, which is a fat, it's a very stubborn cell. It's a very, very stubborn cell that it can take forever for you to lose a certain weight. Some people have been in weight loss program for many, 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 many months, but they still haven't seen much of a change because of that stubbornness of that fat, you know what I mean?
All right.
So in a nutshell, I would say somebody really needs to know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, somebody needs to know, and I believe it's good to consult and have a dietitian, even also see a dietitian. Let me take a moment and greet Frank Jacobs. Hi, Frank. Thank you so much. He is tuned in. Oh, he's tuned in. Tani Oshla Andrew, hello to you. And Abuti Basi Khaswani, hello to you. Thank you so much for tuning in and being with us this morning. So, in terms of now, starting off, because what you're saying that this up is that we are getting lies from the pit of hell. If they tell you within 5 days, bodies are not the same. When they tell you five days and you'll be okay. And then you try to do that only to put yourself in a struggle. And there are those ones who are not even active physically. They are not physically active, or they are physical wise. It's very limited. Like physical activity is very limited. Maybe because of the kind of job they are doing or whatever. So, where do we begin? How do we change our diet?
What do we put? Okay. So what I've done is when I was preparing for our beautiful topic, I've looked into the key factors or key points that people actually make as a mistake, because remember, weight loss is very broad, but I'm going to discuss few points that we really need to get into the picture so that we can know exactly
okay. That
we are on the right track. So the first thing that I want to speak about is sugar, all right? The excess amount of sugar and what it actually does to our body and how we can actually reduce that. And I think in most of the cases, most of my patients that I've seen in many cases that I've cut sugar from their diet, they're doing very good. There's actually remarkable, achievements that I've seen with them, you know. So when you're looking at sugar perspective, how it does in terms of weight loss contribution, we know that high calorie content of that sugar, it actually provides a lot of energy, yeah. But then consuming it can actually lead to excessive intake of calories, which can actually contribute to gaining of weight. But then now, if you're not burning that sugar, then remember the body will store it as a form of what? As a form of a fat. And that's how you actually, and then where does it go? It goes directly to the abdomen. So when we need to be cautious about sugar content of many products that we consume. Be careful around sugar. It's either beverages, it's either chocolates, it's either sweets. The type of starch that you actually include on your plate, it needs to be considered as well.
What I've noticed about sugar is that it's addictive. You find yourself either craving, especially women, okay, even men, but especially women during their periods, you'd find women are craving your chocolates that you're talking about. You shouldn't say, you make it sound like it's a good thing.
No, I'm aware of that because, I see a lot of clients.
We are struggling with that. Yeah.
You know, I was putting in a name. You remember the first time, the first statement that I've mentioned was psychology. It's very important. If somebody, you really needs to embark on something, I'm thinking your psychology should be inclined. You know, it's like somebody going to tell stop smoking. It's the same person that will tell stop sugar. You know? It will never happen within overnight, but eventually that will happen. So gradually, if you used to take two chocolates, eventually you go for one, you go for half. And until you win it off completely, you know, because and then that way there's different substitute that we can actually use that could prevent you from eating like the normal, you know, sugar that we're talking about. There's some sweeteners that are there, low kilojoule sweeteners that are there, and we can actually replace some of, like, for instance, I was telling my other patient the other day, it was like, you can eat oats using your strawberries, your berries, instead of you applying sugar.
But I'm not quite sure about this. You can correct this. I would eat oats with raisins, but I heard raisins are very high. They have a very high content of sugar, and some doctors
different types of fruits that are there that are high in sugar that I will want my family to also be aware of.
Okay.
Even if you want to, substitute towards fruits. You know, there are fruits that are actually called high GI fruits, high index sugar content that they might have. So if you substitute with natural sugars, it's better consuming the normal, you know, table sugar that we normally use.
Okay.
You know? So that's what I'm saying, that applies through a psychology. And I think it takes about plus minus 8 days for your taste bud to start to shift from the normal way of how you used to take 10 teaspoons of sugar to eventually one, you know?
Some of our taste buds are very stubborn. Some of our taste buds are very stubborn.
You know, some of the beverages, they've tried to reduce some sugar on them. I won't mention brands, of course, but you can look at something that is more of sugar-free.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that it doesn't have sugar. It has sugar, but now it's in low in kilojoules. So that means that it is not going to be that high calorie intake now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just to go along with sugar, how it actually affects our body. There's something called an insulin now in our body.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hormone that is normally secreted in your pancreas. There's something called pancreas. It's an organ that releases an insulin. So in insulin, it is a very important hormone that helps us to regulate what we call blood sugar levels in our body's system.
Yeah.
So when we consume sugar, especially in the form of refined carbohydrates, like the white sugar, high fructose corn syrup, it can cause a rapid spike in blood sugar levels. You see that? Now, in response to the body, it will then release what we call an insulin that will help to regulate that blood sugar level. So now, insulin will then promote what we call a storage of excess sugar, but in a form of a fat. So now you can imagine now, if you're eating a lot of sugar, it forces the body now to what? To increase a lot of that hormone to store that glucose. Because remember, that glucose is not needed in excess in the blood. So now it needs to store it to be in a safe position. Because if it's going to be high in the bloodstream, it might cause a problem. So now the trick is, it stores as a form of a fat and where in the abdomen. See how dangerous that is?
Yeah.
That is very dangerous. Yeah. So we need to make sure that we become clear to understand consuming sugar, what does it really do?
Okay, Ntatisa, before you continue, there is a question. I think there is a question well. Okay, is it one or two? Let me read the whole thing. So the first one says, and 100% fruit juice healthy to drink, because I've heard that they have a lot of sugar. Okay. All right. Okay, it starts here. Hello, Swangile. Is it true that we should eat according to our blood types? And then I think when you're talking about the sugar, now she brings up the 100% fruit juice, because now it has a lot of sugar as well. Yeah, and that's what I've heard as well. So let's start with the first one. Blood type, should we be eating according to that?
Okay. Eating according to the blood groups. Yeah? This is now my dietitian perspective view on the issue. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we talked about what we call factitious diets. Yeah? Fat diets are diets that are there out there to claim that this can do this, this can do that, this can do that. Yeah? So now, when something is still being under research and there's no much of scientific evidence around it, I find it very, difficult for us as dietitians to actually recommend that. Yeah? So in any way, it's one of the topic that we always discuss in with dietitians, different dietitians, that eating according to the blood group, I think it's something that still needs further,
investigation.
Evidence.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's more like a research that is unfinished. So I don't believe in that personally myself, because I've never done that. I've been in the field for almost 10 years now. I've never used it. I've never recommended it to all my clients, but still they're still achieving their goals. So I think it's something that one can take it in cautious, if you understand what I'm trying to say. Because it's not something that as a dietitian registered, I can recommend and say people should start eating according to the blood groups. Unless if there's more evidence based that it can really help, then I can recommend that. But truly speaking, I always believe in balanced diet. Balanced diet, feed what your body needs, and then that should be fine.
All right.
That should be fine.
Okay, yeah. and then the 100%
fruit.
Do we even have 100% fruit juices? Because I believe the 100% fruit juice that I would call 100% is the one that I would squeeze in the kitchen myself. Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Yes, we
maybe
do have 100% juices, definitely. I don't think the market will actually give us false information. There might be in trouble, eh? We do have 100% juices that are available. Of course, we can also make 100% juices in our households. But then, where's the trick now? Normally, we'll recommend about a serving of about 2 to 3 fruits in a day, eh?
Mm-hmm.
As an adequate balanced diet. So, but if you consume more than 3 fruits, then you are going to increase a lot of consumption of sugar content. Especially, it also depends on what particular 100% juice you are actually consuming. If you are going to consume it with those fruits that are actually high in sugar, and that maybe some, I think maybe I should mention that now that we are on that question. Yeah? So we've got different types of fruits that they are associated with high sugar, like your grapes, banana, cherries, mangoes, figs, pineapple, pomegranates and dates. Ne? Those are the high content sugars. So if you are going to consume 100% juice, let's say we need about 2 to 3 fruits in a day. Now imagine in 100% juice, one orange or spongile, when you squeeze it, how many mils is going to give you? Almost like what? 10 to 20 mils, ne?
Yeah, it's very small.
Yeah, of course. Now, maybe you're consuming about 100 mils. So how many fruits are inside that?
A lot already. Yeah.
So now you need to be careful of that. So normally I will say to my clients, if you're going to consume 100% juice, it's always nice to dilute it half-half. Ne?
Okay.
Just put a little bit of water and then put the juice in just to dilute it. So I will say diluted juices are much better as compared to this.
All right.
Yes, you're going to get all the 100% nutrients, 100% vitamins and minerals, but if you are health conscious in terms of sugar, you might want to dilute it, especially if you are also suffering from what you call diabetes mellitus. It's very important. It's very key that you make sure that you put half or quarter of water, and then you put the juice. Then that way you can actually enjoy that.
Okay. Yeah. Another question says, is eating a lot of sugar foods, or does that cause diabetes?
Okay. Very, very good question. Thank you for the question. Remember, I talked about the insulin response.
Uh-huh.
So if you are eating too much sugar, definitely, yes, is this going to give you a problem, because it increases the rapid spiking of that blood sugar. And then eventually the insulin must respond every time. Now, imagine every day you are doing the same thing. What will happen to that organ? You see, at some point it's going to say, now I'm tired of Vusi. Every time, you know, he eats a lot of sugar, I must correct it, I must correct it. Eventually, you are going to develop that.
Okay.
So it's very important. Remember, the main thing that we should understand is food is enjoyable, Osbongile. But the problem is overindulgence of it, it's a problem.
Then it's trouble.
You get what I'm saying? Overindulgence of it, it's a problem.
Okay.
So if you eat something in moderation, then you are safe.
Okay,
very safe.
Another family member says, so does it mean that if I eat my bananas, my mangoes, and my dates at the same time, I might find the weight on my waist? Hey, that is nice. The weight on the waist. I love that. So we heard you about the abdominal, the waist part. So dates, bananas, and mangoes?
It's always nice to redistribute them, not to put them on the same basket, you know.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm trying to say. It's always nice to have a variety, you know, have a balance, you know, don't overindulge in something. I'm like, eventually, if you're eating all the foods that are high in sugar, eventually you are going to spike the sugar in your body system. Then eventually, like I said, the insulin is going to respond, is going to, you know, put that as an excess, as a form of a fat eventually. So it will be nice if you can maybe redistribute and pair it with something else. Like, for instance, apples are much lesser in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If you've eaten a banana in the morning, maybe during the day eat an apple, then maybe later on eat something else that is less in sugar as well, you know?
Yeah.
So because of, it's very important that if you strike that balance, then you're sorted. But then if you're going to eat one fruit that is high in sugar, then eventually you're going to have a problem.
All right.
So it's very nice to strike a balance. So basically, variety. I always put variety in most of the education that I actually make. I say variety. So variety simply means that don't eat one particular food group every time.
Okay.
You know, put variety of them in your plate. And then will make sense.
So you spoke about our sugar intake. You were still on that when the family members started asking questions. So what else, Ntate Sabi, before we go a break?
Yeah. Another factor that it's a problem, there's some diets out there that are speaking about consumption of fat.
They
say that people must eat a lot of fat, and when you eat a lot of fat, then you're going to lose weight and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So there are different types of fats that are out there. There's saturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, monounsaturated fats, and triglycerides and stuff. So when we're looking at the fat consumption, the saturated fats are the main problem that contributes to increasing of cholesterol in our body, and eventually excessive amounts of fat can actually lead to consuming more calories, because your body needs to adjust and stuff. Then you can pick up a lot of weight. But then some of the good fats, like healthy fats that are found in like avocados, nuts, seeds, your olive oil, your canola oil, can be part of your balance diet. Not all the fats. This is one patient that came in and she told me that she was eating matalwadi koho, she was eating meat with an excess fat, trying to lose weight. But eventually when you look at the bloods, we took them to the lab, the cholesterol was quite high, scarcity. So it's very important for people to understand what type of fat they are relating it to. Now, I'll tell you something about a fat. A fat, if you eat it, a good fat, it can help you to delay the digestion system, which means that it can make you to be fuller for a period of time, which makes you to have what we call early satiety. Satiety simply means is a feeling of feeling full for a long period of time, which will prevent you from overeating. But then you need to be careful of using a good fat, not bad fats, because bad fats, they can be a problem. So the fat, high fatty diets don't really contribute to weight loss, but they can help you. If it's good fat, it can help you to feel longer, but if it's not good fat, it can lead you to a lot of problems. So people should be careful about that. Don't consume a lot of fatty meals trying to say that I'm going to lose weight. You might find yourself in trouble again. So those are the key things that I thought of, like, let's just end them today so that we understand exactly what we are doing.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take a break. And then let's come back.
Some nice things again. Yeah.
All right, then. Family members.
Yeah, you can see today I'm ready.
Yeah, and you are running. You. But we love that. We love that.
Yes.
Family, we are just taking a break, taking the sounds of Khayyam Tetwa, our God. But before we do that, let us just via the stores.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
News with a Kingdom perspective. Listen to Spectrum Fridays from 4 p.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You are on 657 AM, a Radio Pulpit. That's where you're at, and it's just for you with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. Do remember, as I said earlier on, at 11, you have Germany Johan Els on Perspective, followed by Lukom Kwediputi on Heart to Heart. The time now is exactly 19 minutes, just before 11, and I am not alone. I'm with our dietitian, Ntate Vusisape. We're talking weight loss journey. And yeah, having a wonderful time learning with a little bit of humor there and there. Praise the Lord for that. That right now we are able to do it with a little bit of humor. And it's something that will help us as we continue. Annette van der Merwe, hello to you, my queen. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. So, Ntate Sape, you have some more for us on this weight loss journey. What more do you have for us?
Yes. Another thing that they remember now is we just spoke about the fats.
Yeah.
So now, another thing that I picked it up, what people are also doing is to increase protein content. Now, here, you need to be careful about something. Let's understand something, what proteins do to our body. Proteins, they are muscle building. Now, but I want to ask you something. How do you build a muscle on top of a fat? See? So some people, what they need to understand is, it's always important that shred the body first. Shred the body, lose that particular fat, burn that fat first. And then before you can build up more on the proteins out, so that you can build a nice body, you know, on, you know, just you have lost a lot of faith before. Because some people, what they will do is you start to involve yourself into eating a lot and lots of consumption of protein,
mm.
but then you are already obese. So that's why people start to look like they are giants and warriors. Right?
Mm.
And you find that what is happening with this body structure now. So I'll advise people what they need to do, shred the body first. It's like people who go to the gym mm-hmm. and they start to do weightlifting mm-hmm. and before you do that, get you a cardio circuit. Burn that fat off. Get a treadmill, bicycle, burn the fats. When the fats goes down, then when you start to build in terms of your protein now. But of course, proteins, they help us to be fuller also for a period of time, which is that satiety I talked about. But excessive amount of proteins can actually lead to weight gain than weight loss.
Okay.
So you need to strike that balance.
So that diet, there is a diet, a protein diet. I've heard people saying to lose weight and to gain some muscle, then you stop all carbohydrates and fats and you just focus on your protein. Now, when we're talking protein, you're talking your milks, your red meats, your...
Your beans, your
spinach.
Eggs.
No,
spinach is not protein. It's
okay.
Just a veg.
Isn't there protein in spinach?
But, your poultry, fish, eggs,
I thought,
beans.
Is iron not a protein? Yeah. Is iron a protein?
Yeah.
Is iron a protein?
Come again?
Is iron a protein?
Okay, iron is actually a mineral that is actually coming up from the protein source. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it is a very.
That's why I thought spinach might fall.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought spinach might fall there because of the iron factor in it.
Because of the iron. No, it's one of the veggies that actually has iron.
Uh-huh.
Iron is just a mineral. After the breaking down of that particular food group, will result in an iron getting into our body as well.
Okay.
So proteins, yes, they do deliver iron in our body. So, eating a lot of them, if you are underweight, then you are able to pick up the weight very faster. You see what I mean?
Mm.
So if you are overweight already or you are obese, it is very important to strike a balance between the fat and the protein and the carbohydrates. You know, there's a friend of mine that actually eats everything, but his body, it's beautiful.
Mm.
It's nice, well structured.
Hmm.
Because you'll see at the end when I'm going to give the diet of the day, what people should actually do.
Let's do that.
I think maybe let's jump that now.
Yeah.
Because I think people are eager to say,
you have intrigued that in
that
us.
To say
yes.
Right now, the first thing that we do,
mm-hmm.
get your psychology right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Know how to be resistant, meaning that. Some people, they might say, you think you're going to lose weight? Peer pressure, reviews.
Hmm.
Be careful of that because that can demoralize one person. And then remember, the golden rule is there is no shortcut, no rocket science.
Hmm.
So we are going to set the goal to say in the next coming 2 years, I want to look this way. Not in the next coming 5 days, I'm going to look this way. That is not practical. You make a lot of mistakes there. Then what we do is we strike a balanced diet. What do we mean about a balanced diet? A balanced diet should have all the five groups of food because we need them.
Mm.
Now, remember, we don't only want to focus on weight loss, but we also want to focus on our overall health well-being in terms of your heart pumping well,
mm-hmm.
in terms of your liver functioning well, in terms of your kidneys functioning. So we need the strike of a balanced diet. So what we mean about the balanced diet is that it must have five groups. The first group that we're going to decide now on is the starches. So the starches, remember we talked about the consumption of sugar. So we need a starch that will never release a lot of sugar. And what is that starch? It is mostly brown starches. So brown starches, they're high in fiber. So when we eat brown starches, they're high in fiber. They'll make you to be fuller for a long time. So when you're fuller for a long time, that will prevent you from eating a lot. Then that is size of your feast. You don't maximize size of your feast. You must make sure you remain size of a feast in terms of portion control.
Mm.
So you make sure you choose the brown starches because they are low GI. They release sugar very slowly.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then also what is important while we add the starches, don't consume them when they are hot. Try to make them cooler, warmish a bit so that you can enjoy them. If you're eating too much foods that are too hot, it's a problem also.
Okay.
Excessive amount of energy can be there as well.
Okay.
Have you seen a lot of people after eating bohobe bofisa? What do? They sleep. So it's very important that you eat when they are cooler, so that at the end of the day, we can get the benefits from them. Then, eventually, you go for your balance of fruits and vegetables.
Mm.
But then be careful. When you go for vegetables, there are vegetables that they've got starch, like your pumpkin, sweet potato, potatoes. Mm. If you include them in part of your plate, then there's no need for you to add rice. There's no need for you to add bread or anything, because that is the same feature in terms of the starches. So some people, if they don't really want to get into like bohobe, the rice and stuff, they can actually enjoy their sweet potatoes. They enjoy their pumpkins. They enjoy their potatoes as a substitute. That would be nice to include that in your plate. And then you must include a lot and lots of green vegetables. They're very, very important to include. Lettuce, your kale, and your cucumber, your lettuce. You can enjoy
green
them.
Beans.
Those ones, they don't have starch at all. Mm. So you can actually fill up your body with a lot of that, and then you know that you're going to benefit because...
Okay,
no,
this episode, just hold it right there. A family member is on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
Hi, it's Bongile.
Hi, Babu Vilagazi.
Nibulise, who's good, Dr. Sape, our dietitian.
Yes,
I have three questions for you, doctor, this morning.
Go find a look at me, Babu Vilagazi, as Usbonili's catch.
Yeah. Smokers will always say, if I stop smoking, I will put on weight. Is that true?
Okay.
And there's a belief that brown sugar is healthier than white sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
There's a belief that instead of adding sugar to our tea, honey is healthier than sugar.
Okay.
It's only these three questions for our Dr. Sape.
All right. Thank you so much, Babu Vilagazi. What an honor always.
Yes, Babu Vilagazi. Okay. The first one was what? Smoking, quit smoking
Can
make you gain weight.
If people say, if I quit smoking, then I won't lose weight. So they are smoking to
lose
weight.
Okay. No, that's
so
very dangerous.
So, give the sape amate ano.
Although it's not within my scope of practice, of course, but I'll try to attempt it. Yeah? So smoking to lose weight, I don't see any correlation there, but maybe because of the side effects that smoking can do in your body, that's why you are losing weight. Not to say that smoking is contributing you to lose weight. Maybe it's because of your body's trying to tell you, hey, be careful, because now I'm not doing very well.
No, there are people who are intentionally smoking to lose weight.
No, they're actually endangering themselves. They must stop it.
Right.
It's not a good thing.
Okay, number two, is brown sugar better than white sugar?
Okay, brown sugar and white sugar. Ne? The only difference that there is color and a little bit of kilojoules down.
Okay, sugar is
sugar. The other one is raw, the other one is refined.
Okay, sugar is sugar.
So, but you're still going to get the same like energy, you know, but maybe in brown sugar it's going to be a little bit lesser than the refined one.
All right, last question.
That one is too fine now. It's getting more absorption.
Last question from that day, Vilagazi. Honey without sugar. They say don't put sugar, but put in honey. Is it better to do it that way?
It's the same as it will apply to the brown sugar. Less in kilojoules as compared to the refined sugar, but doesn't mean that it doesn't contribute to increased sugar content in your system. So it can still increase your sugar levels.
Okay.
So especially for diabetics, I wouldn't advise that.
Okay. Katlego wants to know as well. Some diets say you should take shakes. So breakfast for shakes and lunch, then eat a little bit of lunch and then eat a little bit of supper. But most of the times it's shakes. Should we be taking shakes?
Shakes, it depends what shakes are you doing. Because shakes are actually, I'm a shakes manager, I was wondering.
Yeah.
It's the same as you're eating a certain balanced plate that is having starch, a protein and a veg, but in a liquidized form. Because those shakes, they're also giving us proteins, they're also giving us carbohydrates, they're also giving us a little bit of fat. So, but then they are lesser in kilojoules as compared to eating a whole meal.
But you might find that you're eating the same thing during lunch.
Yes,
just
but
in a
liquidized,
of...
blended form.
Okay.
In a blended form.
All right. Then
you
know,
it's just that it depends what shake did you make. Some people, they can do like green smoothie shakes or... So maybe that they've included other food groups. That's why they're not getting, they're getting other micronutrients or macronutrient deficit.
Okay.
Maybe for instance, you only made like your spinach, your cucumber, your apple, your pineapple, you've blended them. But you see, you didn't add the proteins, you didn't add other stuff. So eventually the body, you know how the body works. If you don't give it the particular food group, it actually breaks it off from your body to release it then. So that's why I'm only because whenever you are getting stuffed, like people who are intermittent fasting, people who are fasting, they will never die because why? The body breaks it off.
All right.
It breaks off the stored energy to release that.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, but then also you need to do it carefully.
Okay.
Maybe it's some follow-up topic that we can target.
We need to continue next time. That's what I wanted to say because our time is up. Yeah. So we need to continue with you next time. And family, I'm sorry I can't take any further calls for those who are trying to call. This is where we're curbing it. But yeah, Ntate Vusisapho will come back again. Ntate Vusi, thank you so much for ministering unto us. Annette van der Merwe, ibile a re bless you. Thank you.
May the Lord keep you. Thank you.
For us who'd like to be in contact with you, how do we do so?
Okay, I'm still at 012-798-7091. That is my office number. And then I'm at Buchilo Private Hospital at Sosanguve, Suite 11.
All righty then, thank you.
Yeah, so they can able to reach me there on those platforms.
All right.
And able to assist further. Yeah, this is one of my specialist
area.
Area. So I love it so much. You know, weight loss supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be exciting. It must not be depressing.
Thank you that you also make it fun for us.
If you want to lose weight and you are depressed, then you are in the wrong channel. You need to have fun. You must have fun. You must make it fun. You know, eat healthy, balance your diet, then with a bit of physical activity and a good hydration status, then you should reach your goal.
Okay.
Definitely you will reach that goal.
I have to go, Ntate Zabe. Thank you so much. Let's come back. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. Okay.
And yes, my family, that is our dietitian, Ntate Vusisapho. And do remember, he's reachable on 012-798-7091. I am signing out. You and I are meeting on Friday on Heart to Heart from 12 up until 3. And next up is Germany, Yanni Pelsa with Perspective. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And we say hello to Germany, Yanni Pelsa, leaving you with the sounds of Fred Hammond featuring Radical for Christ. You are the living word. Love you. Bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.